This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Denver judge says two teenagers will be tried as adults for allegedly causing a house fire in 2020 that killed five members of a Senegalese family. The judge decided against letting the case continue in juvenile court, saying the crime must be met with commensurate punishment. A third teen arrested in connection with the arson will be tried in juvenile court. There's some good news about air quality in Boulder County following the Marshall Fire. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Since the fire, federal researchers have driven a van around the burn scar to monitor for air toxics. Their worry was the remains of so many buildings could release harmful chemicals. But early results show pollution is about what you'd expect in any urban neighborhood. Health officials say they're still monitoring for tiny particulates that can be dangerous. Snow has kept the ashes pinned to the ground so far, but that could change as the weather dries out. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Douglas County School Board is changing the district's equity policy. It's meant to guide the predominantly white district where teachers and students of color have complained about racism in schools. The board member who drafted the resolution says she had concerns about the feelings of shame and guilt associated with the word equity. The board says that the change will focus on how the policy is implemented. Parents and students protested the proposed change that passed on a 4-3 vote of the board. Chance of snow showers for the mountains tonight. It will be cloudy for lower elevations, and snow is likely along the Front Range tomorrow. This is CPR News.